With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. State health authorities are working with Monument Health in Rapid City after an employee tested positive for COVID-19 earlier this week. The employee is a caregiver in Monument's Cancer Care Institute. Secretary of Health Kim Mulsam-Risden responded to the situation during the governor's press conference Thursday afternoon.
We are fully confident that Monument Health is taking the appropriate action to limit any ill health effects.
Monument Health officials estimate a dozen employees and up to 100 patients had contact with the infected caregiver. Governor Kristi Noem expects all those people will get tested.
Anybody that has been in contact with someone who has a confirmed positive case, and especially in this unit, they may become go through that protocol with their providers to be tested, yes.
People with compromised immune systems can suffer more serious illnesses from COVID-19. Many cancer treatments suppress a patient's immune system. Governor Kristi Noem will ask lawmakers to consider several bills that address the coronavirus outbreak. Noem also wants the legislature to make some changes to the state's budget. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Legislators will convene electronically on Monday to consider vetoes issued by the governor. But Governor Noem also says she wants them to consider several pieces of legislation and budget adjustments. Noem will host a town hall to brief lawmakers on legislation she'd like to see passed. The governor declined to offer specifics, but says the measures will deal with COVID-19 responses and authorities the governor may have.
It'll also talk about economics and some of the abilities and programs that we have, making sure that we can utilize some resources to help businesses and families get through this situation. There will be budget bills that we will need to make decisions on, how we will handle those and where we'll make changes. And then obviously I've got a couple of bills that I did veto that they'll make decisions on as well.
Noem still has several bills on her desk to consider, many of them that appropriate money. Some legislators say changes to next fiscal year's budget should wait until May or June. The fiscal year starts on July 1st. That would give lawmakers more time to study revenue data and impacts to state revenue collections. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Effective immediately, no more than 10 people can be in some Sioux Falls businesses at one time. This does not include employees. The move is designed to limit the spread of COVID-19. The restriction includes restaurants, bars, cafes, casinos, health clubs, and entertainment venues. Grocery stores are not included. City officials approved the measure unanimously. The ordinance will last until April 8th. The action follows reports of substantial community spread of coronavirus in Minnehaha County. In a briefing today, Mayor Paul Ten Haken says the city cannot make businesses shut down without authorization from the state.
This is pretty much the furthest extent that we can take under the law available to us while minimizing any exposure or legal liability.
Ten Haken says it's likely the restrictions could be extended. The city council will discuss any adjustments to the ordinance next Tuesday. The coronavirus pandemic has driven unemployment claims to all-time highs in the state and across the nation. SDPB's Seth Tupper has the new numbers.
South Dakota unemployment filings went from about 200 to 1,700 between the second and third week of March. That's when the state began to see its first positive tests for COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. And that's a nine-fold increase in unemployment claims. Nationally, claims soared from about 280,000 to more than 3 million. The state and national numbers are both at their highest levels since the tracking of weekly numbers began. And Governor Kristi Noem says it's only the beginning.
One thing I want to prepare you for is that we are seeing almost that number of unemployment claims per day this week. So expect big, huge numbers next week and people signing up for unemployment because literally our economic activity in the state has dropped to almost nothing.
In South Dakota, unemployment benefits come from the Reemployment Assistance Program. A payroll tax from employers supports a trust fund, and the fund acts like insurance for workers. People can apply for weekly payments from the fund when they lose a job through no fault of their own. This week, Congress approved a $2 trillion economic rescue package. Republican Congressman Dusty Johnson says that includes additional benefits for unemployed workers.
There's a massive investment in unemployment insurance. I mean, you know, more benefits, longer benefits, more people eligible. I mean, it's the most, you know, breathtaking change in unemployment insurance ever.
So many people are filing for unemployment benefits in South Dakota that the state's unemployment call center has been beefed up with 16 additional workers and 23 additional phone lines. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
Many businesses in South Dakota are suffering due to coronavirus. As the country shuts down, demand has dwindled. Small local businesses have been hit the hardest. Jamie Wood is a state director for the Small Business Association. She says many in the business community are waiting to see a response from the government.
For right now, what we do have are those disaster loans. And it doesn't hurt for people to get into the queue, you know, with that disaster loan application right now. The way that that's set up, it's a loan that's available up through $2 million for businesses. And so there's no minimal amount they can apply for, but it is up to $2 million. And the payments don't begin for a whole year. There's no prepayment penalty. And SBA has really made it easy for the businesses to be able to use that as a band-aid.
Wood says while this pandemic is causing issues, some people are using the situation as an opportunity to innovate.
I talked to a gentleman that owns a transmission shop in the eastern part of the state earlier this week, and he said what they've done is they are going to pick up vehicles at a person's house or at the person's business, so the owner doesn't have to bring the vehicle into the shop worrying about getting exposed. But not only do they get their transmission work done, but they disinfect the entire vehicle and drop it back off, including the keys. And then the way that restaurants are responding, they're modifying the way that they're offering their menus. Instead of offering 50 items, they might offer 5 items. Or instead of offering individual meals, they're offering family-style meals.
Wood says small businesses are the fabric of communities and will continue to be long after the pandemic passes. The spread of the coronavirus is already affecting some of the state's small businesses. Many are assessing how to move forward. Michelle Kane is the director of the South Dakota CEO of the Women's Business Center. She says small business owners need to plan now for what comes after the pandemic.
Business owners are like, okay, there is going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. What's that going to look like for my business? Do I need to re-up my business plan? Do I need to re-up my marketing strategy? It seems really early to be talking about this, but we're going to get there. So sometimes even just throwing that out there and getting it, getting people and business owners thinking about it can kind of help.
Kane says small business advertising is available through the Women's Business Center. She also says it's important for consumers to find ways to support small businesses during the pandemic.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.